You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking about Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brandon Giroli. Brett, the moment is almost here. Matt Wieter's arrival is imminent as we speak. It sounds like he is in preparation to make his final minor league rehab start. What exactly is the plan for activating him and for rolling him out as a member of the actual Baltimore Orioles and not the Norfolk or Frederick or Bowie or whatever team?
It's going to be weird, right? You're not going to ask about him every week on the podcast? I don't know how we can handle that. But
somebody else will get hurt. Don't worry.
It's going to be weird. No, they want to DH him. That's the plan, is that him and Bud Norris is starting that game tonight, Norfolk. Would join the Orioles, probably fly sometime tomorrow and meet the team in Houston. And Matt Wieters would DH Thursday, which is a day game, their series finale here in Houston. And then the plan is for him to make his debut behind the plate Friday in Cleveland. So as long as everything goes well, that's what's going to happen. In terms of moving forward beyond that, I'm not really sure. I do know that they seem pretty adamant about him catching every other day and sticking to that schedule. So you're going to see Caleb Joseph a lot still behind the plate. He's done a pretty good job for them. And right now they have Steve Clevenger as their third catcher. Now, they could keep Steve Clevenger if they feel like he's a better bat option. They probably wouldn't keep him as a catcher per se because they don't really have the roster flexibility to do that. But, you know, their offense has been struggling right now. So Steve Clevenger could have a chance if he continues to hit.
And the question I'm about to ask would have seemed pretty ludicrous for most of the spring, and it may yet still. But if Wieters isn't going to be able to catch every day, and I think we know if the plan, the way injuries work is, if the plan is every other day, in all reality, it'll probably even be a little less than that. They'll give him a breather here and there. And if we don't really know what he's going to do with the bat, given how little spring and how few live reps he's had, we kind of looked at this as a huge deal, as a jolt for the club, and I'm sure personally it will be a jolt. They'll be happy to see him. But how big a deal is this? How big a boost is it? Is it fair to wonder if this maybe isn't as big a boon as we would have thought or hoped it would have been earlier in the year?
Right. That's what I think. I don't know. I don't know how big of a boost it is. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think Wieters knows. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. But you know, the fact, and you touched on this, he's only playing every other day. How much can he really do for the team? And he didn't look that good this spring in his at-bat, so I'm not really sure. I don't think the Orioles feel like he's going to come in on a white horse and be their savior, but they are hoping to get something out of him. I mean, he's a free agent at the end of the year. It's a big season for him, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I agree. I don't think it's going to be this huge parade and this, you know, let's punch our playoff tickets now. That's just simply not going to be the case.
How much is at least according to plan, again, you know, as everybody's got a plan, as the expression goes, so they get hit in the face. The plan can obviously change, but how much is the plan for him to hit on days that he's not catching? Would he DH? Would he be able to pinch hit? Would he sometimes just not be available at all on those in-between days? How will that work?
Well, if he DHs and Caleb Joseph's in the lineup, what do you do if someone gets hurt?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's my ass luck, and, you know, that's... So you can't really do that. So, yeah, that kind of takes that option away unless they keep Steve Clevenger on the team. So I would imagine that probably doesn't happen.
So let's talk about some other hurt guys. It's Adam Jones returned but not all the way. What's his situation? Is he close to being back to normal, or are they still going to kind of take it easy with him for a few days?
Ish. I mean, he looked okay yesterday in his at-bats. It didn't look like he was getting a whole lot of power in the batter's box. Really, like, didn't look like he was using his legs very much. A little tentative, but having Adam Jones in the lineup makes this a better lineup. And I think there's more of a concern right now for J.J. Hardy. They feel like with Adam, he probably will play center field today. He's not 100%, but he's played through injuries before. They feel like as long as it's a case where he feels okay, and he was running and testing his ankle a little bit here, in Houston yesterday before the game. So they feel like he's on the mend. He's gotten over the worst part. The swelling's gotten out. So I think he's going to be just fine.
And you mentioned Hardy. I mean, he's as big a piece of this as anybody save for Adam Jones because of what he does on both sides of the ball. What's his status? How big a worry is there with him?
Yeah, that's more worrisome because he admitted to being nervous, and that really doesn't happen too much in the major leagues. Guys are very well trained to tell the media, no matter what they feel like or no matter what they're going through, that's not that big of a deal. And the fact that JJ was frustrated and he admitted that he was nervous, it could be more than a day or two thing. He was sidelined for about a month with an oblique injury in 2011. So he's a guy who has a history, and no one's calling it oblique. Everyone hates using that word, but the left side soreness very often means it's an oblique injury. So I'd be surprised if he was back in that lineup today. I think they're going to try and really get out in front of it. And as you mentioned, he's a big piece, so this could be very worrisome.
We talked about this some last week, but between just the simple fact of doing without guys and also just the amount of shuttling in and out they've done in this lineup and the position player roster, how big a factor do you think all of that is in the fact that this offense has not achieved, I think, what most people would say would have been their expectations for it?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Losing Nelson Cruz is also a huge part of it, and Nick Markakis. Going into yesterday's game, they had only scored three fewer runs than a year ago. So I don't know if it's being magnified more this year because of the fact that they aren't winning these close ball games. I know the offense obviously isn't doing that well, but that stat certainly put things in perspective a little bit. So I think a lot of the guys haven't been able to replicate what they thought. People haven't stepped up, these peers. Delman Young, Jimmy Paredes is coming back down to earth here. So they've really struggled, and they've really made a living off of guys like Pearson Young, who they feel like are undervalued acquisitions. None of those guys are doing what they thought they would. And you can put Travis Knighter in that group as well. He really hasn't been what he was built to be. So you got a lot of guys not living up to expectations.
And it seems like if one thing could sort this club out, it would be for their one absent starter and their one struggling starter to get back to where they're expected to be and get that rotation winning games for them. So one of those guys, the guy who's currently out, Bud Norris, had what looks like a good news, bad news most recent minor league start. 7 Ks and no walks, very encouraging. 4 runs in 5 innings, less encouraging. What did you hear about that game?
Yeah, he was a little bit better. I think it'll kind of be based off of what happens tonight if he gets activated and the next step. I felt like endurance was a little bit of an issue still because he had lost so much weight when he was sick. He was really weak, and he started to kind of show towards that rehab outing. So they felt encouraged. He felt pretty good early on. I think tonight will be, like I said, the big test here to determine whether Bud's ready to come up and help this team. But I agree, a big difference has been Bud Norris, who won 15 games for them last year, and the inconsistency of their opening day guy, Chris Dillman. You just simply can't win ball games if your opening day guy isn't able to give you quality outings. And Chris Tillman has a 6.10 ERA over his last 7 games. So it's really been a combination of a lot of things for the Orioles.
And that is the other guy I wanted to ask you about. We've touched on him a little bit, haven't really delved anything on Tillman. And I know that Norris has been the bigger problem in the rotation when he was in there. But relative to expectations, Tillman has really been a surprise. And to me, what stands out is walks. I mean, when he took that step forward, starting in 2012, he reined his walks in, and he's never been that pinpoint guy, but he hasn't walked a lot of guys. This year, he's walking more than a batter every other inning. A lot of things can go into that, but when you see it, is it a matter of approach and being tentative? Is it a matter of just missing, mechanical? What do you see when you see Chris Tillman walking as many guys as he is?
I think he's just not able to put guys away. You know, He's always struggled in the first inning or two over his career. That's always been the inning to kind of get to him if you're going to. But he hasn't been able to put guys away when he's had the opportunity to. And that's kind of been the biggest difference for him. And, you know, I don't think it's anything mechanical or mental. He seems to be in a pretty good place. And he knows what it's like to struggle. He's had ups and downs before in the major leagues. But it's really just a matter of being more consistent. And that's what they're going to have to hope that he kind of finds here in June and in July and August and really gets on a run, because they're not a good team without him. They need Chris Tillman to succeed. So I just think, like I said, it's a matter of bearing down, winning those tough battles, and being able to put guys away at opportune moments, which so far he really hasn't been able to do.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to chat here on an uplifting edition of MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.